Second Shemot Perek Aleph Mishnah Yud. Ain Torah Mimi Dabrish Enigma Melachta. Dabrish Enigma Melachta. And I want to take out Truma when something in which its work has been completed to cover for something that the work was not yet completed. Before some explain. For example, if you're taking out Truma from grain, the completion of the work of the grain is when the grain has been heaped in a pile and the pile has been smoothed over. This is called Miruah. That's the point in which the grain is kind of Trumas and Mitzvahs. Now, if you have grain that has been heaped in a pile and smoothed over, you can't take off Truma from that grain to cover for other grain in which the Miruah was not yet done. And if you have to take off Truma from a finished product to cover for a different finished product, you can't take off Truma from a finished product to cover for an unfinished product. And prior to the Miruah, the Kri, prior to smoothing out the pile of the grain, it's considered an unfinished product. Below me, Dabrish L'Enigma Melachta, Al Dabrish L'Enigma Melachta. And so too, you can't take out Truma from something in which the work was not yet completed to cover for something that the work was completed. You can't take off Truma from grain that was not yet heaped in a pile and smoothed over to cover for other grain in which the work was completed. It was heaped in a pile and smoothed over. And so too, you can't take off Truma from something in which its work was not completed to cover for something else that its work also was not completed. As even though both of them did not have its work completed yet, they're both unfinished products, but you're supposed to wait until the product is finished before taking off Truma. Then Tarmu, Truma from Truma, but Bidi Evid, if you did take off Truma from any of the scenarios mentioned in the Mishnah, it would be a Truma, as even when you take off Truma from an unfinished product to cover for a finished product, Bidi Evid, it is a Truma. Now, even though we have said previously that even Bidi Evid is not a good Truma, if you take off Truma from olives or for grapes to cover for oil or for wine. So how come in this case we're saying that Bidi Evid is a good Truma? That's because in the case of the olives or the grapes, there is a hefty to the coin. It's a loss to the coin. And when he receives olives or grapes instead of oil or wine, there's a lot of loss to the coin. If he has to go ahead and scratch the oil himself from the olives or press the grapes himself for the wine. So therefore, even Bidi Evid is not a good Truma. As opposed to, in this case, we're talking about grain. It's not such a hefty to the coin to receive grain in which the work was not yet completed. It's not such a big deal to pile up the grain and smooth over the pile. So therefore, since there's very little hefty to the coin in this case, Bidi Evid, if you take off Truma from an unfinished product to cover for a finished product, it would be a good Truma. Second Truma is Parabed, Mishnah Aleph, Ain Torah Mimitar, Ah Tamet. And Torah Mu Truma, and Truma. Can't take off Truma from produce that is tar, to cover for produce that is tummy. But if he did take off Truma from the produce that is tar, it would be a valid Truma, Bidi Evid. As it did, when you take off Truma, the produce that you take off the Truma for has to be near the produce that you're taking the Truma from. That's called Tarda Minha Mukaf. Mukaf means samach, near. You can't take off Truma from produce you have in your house, cover for produce that you have elsewhere. All the produce has to be next to each other. And if some of the produce is tar and some of it is tame, for Rabbanan were afraid if you would take off Truma from the tar to cover for the produce that is tame, maybe you'll be afraid that the produce that is tame will come into contact with the produce that is tar and will be mitame. And you might take off Truma when the produce are not near each other. So therefore, the Rabbanan said you should not take off Truma from produce that is tar to cover for produce that is tame. But if Bidi Evid do take off Truma from the produce that is tar to cover for the produce that is tame, it would be a valid Truma Bidi Evid. Now, Emes Amr, our ego shall dwell in the Nimba Mixasa. Tarim min atar sheyeshbo, our tame sheyeshbo. In truth, the Chachamim said, and every time the Mishnah said, Emes Amr, the halacha is so clear, it's like a halacha l'moshe misina. Even though it's not really a halacha l'moshe misina, but it's a very clear halacha as if it was halacha l'moshe misina. And the halacha is as follows. Somebody who has pressed this, that part of it had become tamet, you would be allowed to take off truma from the tar part of the pressed fix to cover for the tummy part of the pressed fix. And even though normally you can't take off truma from tar produce to cover for tummy produce, but that's because the Chacham were afraid you take off Truma, Shalom and Amokav, when the produce is not near each other. But in this case, they're pressed together. They're already near each other. So therefore, there's no problem to take off Truma from the tar part to cover for the tummy part. And even though all these figs are pressed together, the figs that are tar would not become tummy from the figs that are tummy. And the Mephoshim explained the reason is that the figs are pressed together because of the juice of the figs. And the juice of the fig would not create a chibur. It would not make it a real attachment, even though they're pressed with each other, but they're only stuck together because of the juice from the fig. That's not considered an attachment regarding Tuma and Tara. And the tummy fig would not be metame, the Tara fig. V'chein ha'gudah shayera, v'chein ha'rema. And the same would be true if you have a bunch of vegetables. The vegetables are bunched together, and some of it is Tara. And some of it is tummy. You can take off truma from the tar part to cover. For the tummy part, since the vegetables are bunched together, we don't have to be concerned that you would take off truma, shalom, and amukka when the produce are not near each other. Same would be true if you have a pile of grain. Some of the grain is tar and some of it is tummy. You can take off truma from the tar part to cover for the tummy part. And since the grain is all piled on each other, you don't have to be concerned that you're taking off truma when the produce is not near each other. How you shnei agudos, shtei agudos, shtei aremos, achas tmeah v'achas tora, lo yitro mizel zeh. But if you have two pressed figs, or two bunches of vegetables, or two piles of grain, and one is tameh and one is tar, in such a case you can't take off truma from one to cover for the other. And since the two pressed figs are separate, and the two bunches of vegetables are separate, and the two piles of grain are separate, you wouldn't be allowed to take off truma from the tar to cover for the tame. Rabbi Eliezer, I met Tormim and Atar or Awa Tame. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees with the entire premise of this mission. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you are allowed to take off Tumah from Tar to cover for produce that is Tame. And we're not afraid that maybe you'll take off Tumah when the produce is not near each other. And maybe you'll be afraid that the Tar produce will become Tame from the Tame produce. Rabbi Eliezer is not concerned for that. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you can take off Tumah in all instances. A produce that is tar to cover for the produce that is tame, and we're not afraid that maybe you'll take off the truma when the produce is not near each other.